RDU 98.5. Welcome back to the show. And much like the rest of the week, I'm very delighted to have yet another candidate in the studio. Nationals candidate for the Christchurch Central electorate, Dale Stevens. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Lovely morning to be wandering through the city. And
it is a pretty good morning.
Make my way to your little tutty here. It's great.
Yeah, well, yeah, welcome to the crib, though I've learnt this is not your first experience in radio.
No, in fact, I do a weekly piece on radio for Radio Wāte, National Māori Radio, so I've been doing that for a number of years, and I've been involved in media, for a long time.
For a long, yes. Long time. What was that? Crime Watch, was
Crime
it?
Watch, back in the day. We set that up, and I was on that for 10 years, finished in 97, 98, so while I was a police officer. And
wow.
So that was a cool gig because it opened up a new avenue for public relations between police and public. So
yeah,
it was really cool.
Yeah. Because was that one of the style shows where, you know, it was like look out for this person if you see them?
Yeah, basically we put on crimes that had been committed that hadn't been able to be solved through the traditional policing methods.
Yeah,
so
right.
We used the show to bring the public on the journey, and the calls we got and the hits we got and the crimes we solved that we wouldn't have otherwise solved, outstanding.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
There'd be some great stories from that.
Yes.
Anyway, that is not what we're here to talk about today, though. So you are the national candidate for Christchurch Central.
Yes.
I always like to start out pretty basic with these interviews. You know, there is a face and a person behind the face and name on all these billboards and so on. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Dale Stevens.
Oh, kia ora ko au te uri no te rarwa ki te raki ki te nota. Nā reira kua whānau au ki o tautahi, maki iai ki ngā haue whā mō ngā taui nui, hoki mai ki o tautahi. So I'm a child of the far north. Te Rarawa is my iwi from 90 Mile Beach. If you imagine the 90 Mile Beach at the top of the country, there's a little spot right at the bottom. Rōma Marae is our home marae right there.
That'd be beautiful. Though.
Yes, but I was born and raised here in Christchurch. My dad, whakapapa, up to the far north. Raised in Christchurch, and then I've worked all around the world, and I've come back to Christchurch about 10 years ago. So my first career, I spent 22 years, give or take, in the police, mostly as a serious crime investigator and part-time gig on TV.
Yeah.
And after that, I got a bunch of degrees, moved into the business world. I've been a CEO in four different organisations, two in the sporting sector, actually, CEO in two organisations based overseas. But I came home in 2014 back to Christchurch. My mum got terminally ill with cancer, so I thought it was time to spend time with Fire. Spent time with her, and then for the last 9 years, I've been an international trade negotiator for New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, focusing on the Māori economy. It's been a fantastic ride.
Oh, yeah, wow. That is quite the story, I'd say.
Yeah.
We're kind of early stages in the election, although it'll go by very quickly, I can imagine. From kind of your perspective, where is National really leading the conversation at the moment?
Yeah, I'm one of these guys who struggles to talk negatively about stuff. So I'll keep the downside
right,
really brief.
Okay.
As a country, we're broke. We've got to get our way out of our financial hole.
Mm.
So we've got to fix the economy because it's really hurting our people all over the country. So that's the prime focus we're talking about now. That's getting money back into Kiwis' pockets so that we believe that Kiwis are best able to use money for what they specifically need, not have the government spend it for them. So that's our first mantra. And specifically here in Christchurch, that translates to me to things like getting our streets safer, getting our kids back to school, making sure, and we know that, I think is it today or tomorrow, Pegasus Health is closing down overnight until further notice.
Mm.
And so we've got to get these things fixed because what I'm finding walking around, I've spoken to thousands and thousands of Christchurch residents. I've been knocking on doors for 8 months. And they've got real concerns about those things. I mean, our elderly people, they want to go to hospital and know the surgeons are there. They don't want to be sent home. Our young parents want to know there's the support services for them. They want to know that if you've got teenagers, they come into town on a Friday night, that it's going to be safe for them. So these are really, really local issues. I believe we've got plans to deal with all of these, specifically in Christchurch. I'm not going to rest until we get a safe city and an enjoyable environment for all our people, whatever the age.
I'm glad you kind of went in that direction there, because I would like to talk about the fact that Christchurch hasn't had much, I would have to say, hasn't had much coverage in terms of the election. No parties have promised drastic amounts for Christchurch.
Yes.
Woodend got to mention Nationals' yes. transport policy. What are you going to do as National Representative for Christchurch?
Yeah, great question. A couple of things that I really get worried about, and that is that I think you're right. I think that the Christchurch conversation has gone away from Christchurch now, and there are focuses on other areas, specifically around infrastructure in the top half of the North Island. And I can understand why, but I get the impression that since we had the raru-raru with Christchurch with the earthquakes and then the shootings, I guess the attention's now gone away from Christchurch. I get the feeling that there's the, oh, well, Christchurch is fine now. Well, in fact, we're not. You know, and I think about our 3, 4, and 5-year-olds during the earthquakes, who are now 14, 15, 16, 17. They're changing to young adults. They're going through anxieties that are backed up by their, I guess, their post-traumatic stress. You know, so Christchurch has issues. And I get the impression that I need to go into the caucus and into Parliament, put my big red black eye patch on, and unashamedly push the barrow for Christchurch. I've had a chat with Phil Major, the mayor of the city, and I said to him, I'm looking forward to our first official meeting. God willing, I'll become an MP and get inside the tent and find out what's really going on in Christchurch and really shake things up, because I think I bring a perspective and a commercial acumen and a community awareness that hopefully will get some resonance amongst our city decision makers, and I'm going to be pushing to get some really good stuff for our city.
So what does that look like on paper? You know, if you are elected to this position, what's kind of your plan of attack? Where is the first kind of issues you're addressing?
Yeah, first issue for me is around social service delivery in the city. I'm involved in 3 different social agencies who do fantastic work. And all the social agencies across the city do amazing work for all our people. But I get the impression that we need more coordination, because there's not a lot of money available in the social service sector. So what there is available, we've got to make sure we make the absolute most of it. You know, we've got great youth programs. We've got great youth trusts. We've got Age Concern looking after our elderly. We've got Kairos that looks after those people who need food and support. We've, you know, all these great social service agencies. But I'm hearing a disjointed approach.
Right.
And so I'd like to see us at that social level really work to get them more coordinated, get better opportunities with the money available, and really look at how we can target results for our people, not just grow a bureaucracy, but actually look at what people need. And that's important for me.
Great. Well, thank you for that. This is a bit of an odd one, but would you support a plan for light rail in Christchurch?
Nothing's odd when I'm sitting opposite a guy with a tracksuit that says nerdy.
Yeah,
okay?
That's fair.
So
that's,
nothing's odd.
And it's also bright purple as well.
Well, it's a Lakers colour, so you're rocking that okay.
Oh, it is too. That's a good point.
Hey, look, light rail in the city, I haven't been privy to the planning of the city immediately post-earthquake.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure how things have been structured and set up to handle the five-fingered transport plan that has been discussed. Whether that's light rail, or whether it's electric double-decker buses, or whether it's a fleet of charging stations for EVs and scooters and bikes and skateboards, we need to create a city that has transport alternatives that don't necessarily bring ICE vehicles into town, but create opportunities for all those other range. I actually think the future for us is not even electric. I think it's hydrogen. If we can master the delivery of hydrogen, because it's delivered under pressure and it can be it's high risk. So if we can deliver that in a way that's suitable for domestic use, then I think that's a real future for us. So I'd hate to think we're locked into one form of transport right here and now, spend $1 squillion on it, and there's better forms coming along. So any five-fingered transport system has to be able to sit and then flip to what the new opportunities are that are coming down the pipe.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, I've just been informed on the whole hydrogen thing, because I'm not a mechanic by any means, but it's quite interesting. Now, so we here at RDU, we're quite arts focused.
Yes.
We're all about activation of the arts and helping musicians, etc., and so on.
Yeah.
Can we guarantee that National is going to invest in the arts?
Yeah, great question. Short answer, yes. I've got a huge passion for Te Ao Māori, meets Isle Pacifica, and development and furthering of the arts in that particular area. When I look at Christchurch, we've got the Polyfest, we've got Kapahaka festivals and competitions. We can do more in that area. I know that the government has recently enhanced the funding towards Matariki, Matatini rather, and so that then gives the opportunity to filter that down across that sector. So I'm reasonably confident that in the Māori Pacifica space, that that support is going to be forthcoming, and we're certainly not going to change that model should we become governor in October. I look at what's happening in the sector around Christchurch, and I see opportunities for Christchurch that doesn't actually need central government intervention. Okay. One of the things that I find is really encouraging is our local businesses who are saying, how can we get more people into the city? You know, we're not quite a donut city anymore, you know, big round city with a hole in the middle. We're getting better, but we've got to get more people in the city. And so I've been to meetings with business leaders who are talking about, you know, Mike Pekaski and his encouragement of the street buskers and the street theatre and the artwork that's been, you know, put through our boulevards through the summer period. At a street level, I think we've got some great opportunities. And excuse me. I think our business leaders, alongside our council leaders, they're starting to understand that's a vehicle for getting enlivening the city. I worry about, you know, when I was a kid, it was Ducks Deluxe all the way for rock bands and live shows. I wonder if we've lost that, and I wonder how we can encourage that back into the city. And it still, it does my head in when I hear complaints about noise for local inner city venues from residents who have moved into a city who should expect that they move into a city, there's going to be a bit of noise. So it does confuse me and concern me.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see that we can encourage at the city level how we can get live music back in here. And I'm a huge musician myself. Mm-hmm. But how we can get live music back here, how we can get arts and crafts and theatre. I know the museum's closing down for a number of years. But I think there's great opportunities to work around that to bring a revolving system of displays in. I mean, a lot go to Te Papa in Wellington. Why can't they come to Christchurch? Yeah, so we've got to look at those opportunities.
So I want to round out on kind of a slightly more positive note.
Yes.
We've talked about, you know, all the things that need to improve in Christchurch. But in your opinion, what are the kind of the biggest opportunities that we may be taking advantage of them, maybe we're not, but where do you think our biggest opportunities lie?
Yeah, I had a debate not long ago with other candidates, and one of the candidates said, we've got to create a city that our brightest young talent comes to Christchurch and makes the most of opportunities. And I said, that's absolutely crap. They're already here. We have to have a city that encourages our people to grow, educate, and move into new business opportunities, new sector opportunities that grow the vibrancy of the city. They're already here.
Yeah.
Let's work about how we keep them here. And I fully understand. I mean, I did it myself. Our kids are doing it at the moment. Go overseas, do the OE. But we want them to come back, not to Auckland, not to Sydney or Melbourne, but come back to Christchurch. And so I see new business opportunities, new technology. When I look at companies like, we've got a lovely Māori production company that I probably shouldn't name, but there's 18 or 20 young Māori doing cool stuff in the high-tech sector. And I look at what's happening at the University of Canterbury around the digital screen campus and creating technology and opportunities for our young people in new sectors. That's what we want in Christchurch. You know, we're renowned for all our farmers around the outskirts and great ups to the farmers, but we've got to create alternative opportunities. Look at Tāwhaki. Look at the aerospace sector and the technology there and great use of land that couldn't be otherwise used and all that stuff and all the young people and all the opportunities that will come from bringing new sectors into the city.
Interesting. Technology has been a bit of a theme with that question, actually.
Yeah.
Which is quite exciting.
I'm not surprised, but one of the issues, you know, we're like 500 metres from a gaming hub down on Manchester Street. Their big concern is tax breaks for that sector because Australia's offering bigger tax breaks.
Right.
So once again, we've got to be creative in terms of how we encourage our business, and we've got to look at how, as a city, and as a government, we can encourage that kind of opportunity to be here. I actually chair the Ministry of Awesome over at Arta Polytech. And we do a lot of work around incubating new businesses, bringing them commercial opportunities, capital, so we can get our young people with these great ideas, commercialise them, they create businesses, they create opportunities, and grow their own sectors in Christchurch. Now, that's what we've got to target.
Absolutely, I agree there. And finally, you know, you've been MP, you're busy. You come home after a long day. What's kind of your music choice to wind down?
Look, it's a bit of everything. I'm really enjoying the Māori music scene at the moment. There's some awesome artists. I guess I have some quite eclectic tastes. I've played for many years in a New Zealand police pipe band, so I love.
I didn't even know they had a pipe band.
Yeah. Well, ranked in the top sort of dozen in the world.
Wow.
It's a great to be involved in a culture like that. It's very similar to the Māori culture, and we all beat up on the English. but it's a worldwide group that I'm involved in, and I really love that music and the scene, and I'm very much into that technical element around drumming and music and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But my music tastes are wide and varied. Unfortunately, you won't like this. I'm probably listening too much to ZB at the moment to hear what's going on politically.
Yeah, but you're right. I don't like that.
Yeah, but if I'm putting on my own beats through YouTube, it's definitely Māori music at the moment.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, Dale, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And, you know, good luck for all of this. What is it, 5 weeks to go, roundabout?
36 days, not that anybody's counting.
Okay, 36 days. No, yeah. I'm going to start counting now, though. again, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Ngamihi kia koe hua, me ngō kai whakarongo hoki. Thank you to you and all the listeners. Have a great day.
Cheers, mate.